Now, how do we select bulls? How do we conventionally select bulls? I remember as a lad, most of that was based on how they looked, right? Or who they came from, reputation. As we've advanced along that line, understanding more about their pedigree, knowing that genetics is real and traits transfer from animal to animal, how did they perform themselves became part of our selection tool. How did their progeny perform? And then as we've moved farther and farther along, we now have what are called dollar indexes or genetic indexes, performance indexes. I think the next point in this progress will be how the genetic code relates to the progeny, and therefore how we can use those in making selection decisions. Okay, I want to draw an analogy here as I conclude. My second son spent the summer in Eastern Tennessee with a minor league baseball team as a strength and conditioning coach. Happened to be a minor league team for the St. Louis Cardinals who won the Super Bowl. So we were fully invested in that through the summer. He pointed me to a movie called Moneyball. And I want to just talk about that a little bit. I hadn't seen it until just last week. But it's based on a premise that statistics do a better job than traditional information. Some of you may have seen the movie. Brad Pitt played the role of the Oakland Athletics general manager back in 2002, Billy Beane. He had a statistician. Maybe I could classify those as our geneticists of who are sorting through all this genome thing as we move along today. Based on the premise that prior to Billy Beane, and I think he was kind of the one illustrated in the movie, was based on the selection of players was based primarily on a lot of conventional things. The managers, coaches, and scouts, past century mostly on subjective and often flawed data. Player statistics such as stolen bases didn't always translate into wins. And Billy Beane and that group came along and used more empirical or hard data, runs scored, games won, all those kind of things to select their player base. So if technology does what I hope it will, we're going to watch about a two-minute clip of that movie. I'm not selling movie tickets, but I want to come back in a minute and make that analogy between our genetic information and some of the decisions you'll make as cattle producers. It'll take just a second. Hope the sound works.
There are rich teams, and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us.
That's a dollar, man.
What?
Welcome to Oakland.
I need more money.
We're not New York. Find players with the money that we do have.
I like Perez.
Got an ugly girlfriend. Ugly girlfriend means no confidence.
You guys are talking the same old nonsense like we're looking for Fabio. We got to think differently.
Who's Fabio?
Your goal shouldn't be to buy players. Your goal should be to buy wins. And in order to buy wins, you need to buy runs.
Who are you?
I'm Peter Brand.
First job in baseball?
It's my first job anywhere.
We're going to shake things up. Why don't you walk me through the board?
I believe there's a championship team that we could afford because everyone else undervalues them, like an island of misfit toys.
We want you at first base.
I've only ever played catcher.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, watch.
It's incredibly hard.
He can't throw.
But what can he do?
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
He gets on base.
We are card counters at the blackjack table. We're going to turn the odds on the casino. I'm heading in. Text me the play-by-play.
Wait, what?
I don't watch the games.
Billy Beane has tried to reinvent a system that's been working for years. It was a nice theory, just not working out.
And how long is Billy Beane going to last?
He's proven himself right out of a job.
In their minds, it's threatening the game. It's threatening the way that they do things.
Hey, Daddy, do you think you'll lose your job?
What? Where'd you hear that?
Well, I go on the internet sometimes.
Don't go on the internet. Watch TV or talk to people.
You're discounting what scouts have done for 150 years?
What the hell am I doing?
What is happening in Oakland?
It defies everything we know about baseball.
Just plain crazy.
If we win with this team, we'll have changed the game.
This better work. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so what does that mean? What's the lesson from this? The point from the movie, and I think applies, and we're doing this as a beef industry. We're relying on statistics, and we've moved in great progress, that on-base percentages and slugging percentages are better indicators of offensive success. Did you catch that line in there, that one player had an ugly girlfriend, and that was a vote of confidence or something like that in that play? Not very indicating or very important in relation to outcomes. So the analogy is that as we have more and more information, whether it be the traditional information that we've used and been using, EPDs, and as we add further information to that through the molecular breeding values, as DNA information is further understood and more of these SNP chips and information is quantified, our ability to make good decisions improves and increases. So enhanced genetic information without the time and expense. Now, there's a word of caution here. We need to not go too far too fast. I think we need to keep that in mind. But as these traits, and this is just that illustration that some of you saw yesterday morning about the improvement and the increase that we've made in output per cow with fewer cows, that opportunity for continued growth is still there. Remind you, as I summarize, that markers are not a replacement for EPDs. They'll go hand in hand. That good genetics will never overcome a poor environment, a poor management. It's not a silver bullet, and keep that in mind. That, however, the genetic tools that are available are likely to accelerate genetic progress faster, easier, quicker decisions at a younger age, ensure that the costs outweigh the results. And that's a learning curve that we'll proceed on as an industry. So with that, thank you. I do plan to be at the bullpen sessions tonight, and so I'll turn the mic back to Dr. Pond.